What's up, guys? This is Flex Your Thoughts, a podcast where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. I'm your host, Michael Smith, aka Flex of Mike, and you are now listening, tuning in into a podcast that's ever evolving and ever growing. Thank you again for listening. So, let's go ahead and get right into it. Today we're going to talk briefly about my health, how that's coming along, and also we'll provide you with some quotes to help you get through the week. So, as I've mentioned before, I now have patellar tendonitis. I've had that ever since college in my right knee. And I've also had rehab with my right knee before a few years back. But now I've developed patellofemoral stress syndrome in my left knee. So it just pretty much is like inflammation of the muscle that goes above the knee. And now that's really inhibiting me from jumping, doing any type of sprints, anything that involves quick movements, because, the pain is, it gets pretty bad. And it's gotten to a point where if I may sit down for a long time, if I go up the stairs, I go down the stairs, I'm just walking. Everywhere, every movement I make, I pretty much actually feel it now. So the good thing is, it's not something that I may need surgery for. However, this will need to be rehabilitated, and it's going to take some time, So last week I went to the doctor about it, and that's when I was diagnosed with the patellofemoral stress syndrome in my left knee, and I was given a pill called diclofenac, and that's supposed to help with the inflammation of the knee. I've been taking it for, I guess, a week now, and no actual changes at the moment, but things like supplements and pills and things like that, they take time. Next, today I was supposed to go and do rehab today. So I went to the rehab center, Resurgence Rehab Center, and I walked in, checked in, and she was like, your copay is covering a good portion of it. However, you still owe around $2,700 for the sessions. I was like, I'm only really going to need like two sessions. So, it makes zero sense for me to pay $2,700 for two sessions where I can do the actual exercises at home. So, I went ahead and canceled the actual rehab, but I'm still taking the medicine, and I'm currently doing the following exercises for my left leg. First thing first, we're doing straight leg. We're on the ground, and we're doing straight leg lifts. Do around 3 sets of 15, 3 sets of 10. After that, we do wall sits where the feet is about 6 inches away from the floor, and we go up and down about 3 sets of 10 to 15. Next, we do hip raises, but actually with these hip raises, you're actually on the side of your body and you're lifting the upper part that's not on the ground. So almost as if you're doing like scissors or the abductors on the abductor machine, but you're actually doing it on the ground. That's the same thing around 3 sets of 10 to 15. Also, I do 3 stretches. So, the 3 stretches are as follow. I do a hamstring stretch. I do that for around 2 to 3 rounds of about 20 seconds. Next, I do a butt stretch where you are sitting up. One leg is made across the above the leg, bent, and what you do is push your arm on the opposite side of the leg and push back So you're really stretching that groin, the actual outer glute area. And then, well, I'm also doing quad stretches. So that's around three sets of 10 to 15, or 10 to 20 seconds as well. So that's where I'm at with my current health. I'm still going to try to stay encouraged and keep pushing, because I did say by my birthday I wanted to test my vertical. But if my body doesn't permit, so then I can't be down and out. I just got to keep working every single day to get to where I'm actually feeling well and doing just that well as well. So today we won't be actually reading from the book segment today. However, we'll be going over some quotes to help you get through the rest of the week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and check out those quotes. I'm going to do maybe around 10 to 15 quotes today. And I hope you adhere to some of the advice that's given today and you can apply it to your life so that it can help you actually get through the rest of the week. So they go as follows. Believe you can and you're halfway there, by Theodore Roosevelt. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. Steve Jobs. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Will Rogers. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with wrong attitude. Thomas Jefferson. The more I want to get something done, the less I call it work. Richard Bach. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Robert Collier. If everything seems under control, you're not going fast enough. Mario Andretti. Never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say so. Eleanor Roosevelt. Your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. Albert Einstein. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try. Yoda. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under those under whose shade you do not expect to sit. Nelson Henderson. I would rather die of passion than of boredom. Emily Zola. Very often, a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. That's author Christopher Benson. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. That's Jim Rohn. Develop success from failures. Encouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. Dale Carnegie. Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor. Truman Capote. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. That's E.E. Cummings. I have not failed. I just found out 10,000 ways that don't work. Thomas Edison. What we fear of doing most is usually what we most need to do. Ralph Waldo Emerson. It is better to fail in originality than succeed in imitation. That's Herman Melville. Fall 7 times, stand up 8. That's a Japanese proverb. The last one here is, it's not what you say out your mouth that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the most power. That's Robert T. Kiyosaki. So I just wanted to share those quotes to help you get through the week. I know we all have our own personal struggles, but sometimes you just gotta dig deep down and get through it. Just for myself, you know, with my leg injuries, I can't jump like I want to, but I know I'm gonna be able to in the near future. So I just gotta trust the process. That was one of our titles from last week. You get up, you keep moving, you don't feel bad for yourself, and the rest is history. So continue to push forward. You'll all get there. So thank you for listening. This is Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. I am your host, Mike Smith, aka Flex Up Mike. You can follow me Instagram and Twitter at Flex Up Mike. Please follow our fan page at Flex Up LLC and _ FLXUP. That's both Instagram and Twitter. And please follow my business partner, Don_Flex. Thank you again for listening. This is yet another short but sweet podcast. Appreciate you all. You guys take care.